The cleanup's beginning after a night of violence in the northwest.
There was just kids there, just stood there throwing bricks at them, and I thought, the police can't do anything. They can't prosecute them. The police are too young. They get away with murder.
Think very carefully and seriously about who they support and who they want to bring to justice for these acts which have ripped the heart out of two great cities.
There is no alibi for kids out of control, caught up in hysterical behaviour and breaking into shops and looting.
I'm Katie Collins in Manchester City Centre, where gangs of youths went on the rampage, smashing up shops and throwing missiles at police. Our reporter Matt Mears was there for much of the night.
Windows smashed, shops looted, gangs of hooded, masked teenagers on the rampage. Scenes I've certainly never seen before. Among the targets, Miss Selfridge, set alight, Foot Locker, smashed up and looted, the Diesel Store, even Dawson's Music, where I saw keyboards being used as clubs. Innocent people got caught, one woman tearful when she realised her bus was no longer running and she was trapped. Others took shelter in doorways to avoid the raging mob. This was certainly a night to forget for Manchester.
Well, people arriving here to work are just staring on, staggered at the scale of the trail of devastation that's been left behind here by the rioters. Crowds are stopping aghast to take photos. Here on Market Street, there's barely a store left untouched, shattered glass, boarded up shop fronts. But where I'm standing at the moment, outside Miss Selfridge's, it seems to have suffered the worst of the damage after it was torched. The sign is twisted and charred. It's basically hanging off. The shoeboxes and stock hanging out of the top windows that have been pushed out because of the flames, and the shop front is completely boarded up. Now, Christian Spooner has been following the trouble that hit Salford.
This was the scene at Salford Shopping City yesterday evening and well into the night. Wailing sirens, jeering crowds, bricks, stones and bottles being hurled at the Greater Manchester Police riot vans. Yobs with their faces covered with hoods and balaclavas kicked in shop doors. They looted bargain booze, forcing the shutters, setting off the alarm, running away with bottles of wine, whiskey and packs of lager. Then they tried kicking in the window of a nearby bank, but failed. Moments later, they were across the road here, kicking the doors of a former library. Once inside, they torched it. Then the riot vans arrived in numbers. As acrid black smoke billowed into the sky from the library, residents who dared speak out told me they were stunned.
Got a guy here, he's got his two young sons with him, giving him bricks to throw at the police van. Just complete scumbags, that's all they are.
And our reporter, Sarah Rogers, has been back at the scene, taking a look at the damage caused there this morning.
I think it's fair to say that we're all used to the sound of police sirens after the past few days, whether you've watched it on the telly or you're in Manchester or Salford last night. But today, it's the sound of shop alarms. I don't know if you can hear that water. I've just walked in through the front window of Timpson's shoe shop. And there's worse damage around the corner from bricks and glass just broken all over the street.
Well, in Liverpool, this will be the second time residents wake up to destruction on their streets. There were riots in Toxteth and Wavertree and also over in Birkenhead. Around 50 people have been arrested and we're told 27 of those are just teenagers.